Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain showers in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies early, then a chance of rain in the afternoon in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain with a low of 37. As we enter Sunday, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with rain showers, highs around 40. Right now, it's 43.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply. Now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Overland Park police have arrested a suspect in a hit-and-run collision that killed two students. The Kansas City Star reports the 45-year-old Olathe man was arrested yesterday and booked into the Johnson County Jail on suspicion of failing to stop after an accident resulting in death. Police say the crash on Saturday killed 18-year-old Matthew Blosky and 20-year-old Samuel Sieber. A retired city clerk has been charged with embezzling more than $36,000 from the Kansas town where she worked for nearly 40 years. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister announced the indictment yesterday that accused 69-year-old Carol Sue Coker of stealing the money from the community of Caney. She's charged with mail fraud and bank fraud. Coker, who now lives in Orango, Missouri, allegedly kept some cash paid to the city and didn't report all of the checks written to the city to cover the thefts. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Two friends who were convicted of the same fatal shooting at a Lawrence motel will serve different sentences. 22-year-old Tyrone Calvin was sentenced this week to more than 23 years in prison, while 23-year-old Ramon Singleton was given about 10 years. Both men from Kansas City were convicted of voluntary manslaughter and other charges in the September 2017 shooting of 23-year-old Cameron Hooks of Lenexa and the wounding of two other men. Police in Topeka searching for a man who exchanged gunfire with officers before fleeing on foot. A police lieutenant says the shots were fired as officers were responding early yesterday morning to the report of a suspicious person in South Central Topeka. There were no immediate reports of injuries. And big changes coming in the Kansas weather forecast, with the possibility of a first freeze as far east as South Central Kansas, and measurable snowfall possible over the weekend in western Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A North Platte police officer has been hospitalized following a fight with a suspect who has been charged with attempted murder in the case. Radio station KRVN reports that 27-year-old Walterio Seabrooks is being held on $1 million bond in Lincoln County. Police say 23-year-old Officer Alexander Parker encountered Seabrooks shortly after midnight Wednesday night while responding to a report of a home break-in. Police say a fight ensued when Parker tried to detain Seabrooks. The union that represents Nebraska State Patrol troopers is endorsing Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bob Crist 4 years after the group backed incumbent Republican Governor Pete Ricketts. The State Troopers Association of Nebraska made the announcement at the Capitol this week. The union has clashed with Ricketts in recent years following scandals in the patrol, including allegations that senior patrol leaders improperly handled internal investigations. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising a bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. October is National 4-H Month. 4-H youth from throughout Marshall and Washington counties have recorded 4-H month salutes. Those will air through the month of October. Marshall County Extension Agent Anastasia Johnson was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and explain when and why 4-H got started.
4-H started back in 1902. It started primarily as a place for farm families to exhibit animals and for others to cook and bake and exhibit other things at the fair. We've really evolved over the last 100 plus years.
Johnson went on to say anyone, young or old, can join 4-H.
We're always looking for new volunteers. Whether you are interested in helping be a leader or helping with a certain project area, we appreciate volunteers. If you have a passion with shooting sports, we have a program for that. If you're an avid photographer, there's a project for that. We also have projects for entomology, rocketry, cooking, sewing. No matter what your passion is, young or as an adult, 4-H is for you.
Marshall County Extension Agent Anastasia Johnson, a guest on our public affairs program. The Marshall County Sheriff's Department will have a drawing for a horse that's gone unclaimed this Friday. Winner of the drawing will be responsible for a vet bill of $72.50, storage fee of $2 a day, and 2 bags of horse feed. Anyone interested is welcome to drop their name, address, and phone number on a piece of paper at the sheriff's office. They will not take names over the internet or the phone. Winner will have to show they have housing and the ability to take care of a horse. For additional information, contact Tim Ackerman at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. Marshall County Relay for Life is planned Saturday evening at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Survivor Supper is planned at 5 with guest speaker Bill Mullen, superintendent for USD 364, who is battling cancer, kicking off the event at 6. A free will donation supper, silent auction, and games will run through 11 p.m. Saturday evening at the Marysville National Guard Armory. All proceeds raised will benefit the American Cancer Society. Deanna Ruth Meyer, age 68 of Palmer, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Deanna Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, potato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and cranberry fluff. Monday's menu, tater tot casserole, a muffin, coleslaw, strawberry, and banana. Check out the school and community calendar. State tennis competition this weekend. Marysville schools dismiss early today at 12:10. End of the quarter. High school football tonight. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central and more into the southern parts of the United States. It's going to bring some more rain showers across areas which have already seen lots of rain over the past several days, and even a little bit of some snow showers early across parts of Nebraska and into Iowa. This low will continue to push off towards the east, but we have another low pressure system that will move across the northern parts of the Midwest, which is going to sweep down into the central parts of the United States, bringing off and on rain showers as we head through the weekend. Also, still dealing with these cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast, for this Friday, we'll have rain showers likely, cloudy skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, isolated rain in the afternoon, high of 57. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the chance of rain, low at 37. And Sunday night rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-October 71, the average low 47. Sunset this evening at 6:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:29. Light moderate rain showers overnight here at the studios. We received about 0.5 inch of rain. Light to moderate showers may continue the next hour or so, mainly confined to northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. 44 degrees with a cloudy overcast. Winds are light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 12th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When you want lunch in a flash, you want the Land O'Lanes Quick Lane Lunch, a daily lunch special that's ready to go when you are. Land O'Lanes prides itself on food made fresh just for you, but that takes time you just don't have on your lunch break. So roll on in to grab a daily lunch special that's hot and fresh and ready to go when you are. The Land O'Lanes Quick Lane Lunch. Try one today.
A pair of hat tricks on the ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A division battle in the Big Apple. Philadelphia spoiled a breakout game for Giants rookie Saquon Barkley, who had 229 yards. Carson Wentz had 3 touchdowns.
Motion, Jeffrey. Pass out to Jeffrey. He's in for the touchdown.
On WIP, Eagles soar over the Giants 34-13. Penguins right winger Phil Kessel outscored the entire Golden Knights team with his first hat trick since 2014, the sixth of his career.
Pass for Kessel, chance on a breakaway. For chance, he gets it and he gets the hat trick.
On WXDX, Pittsburgh beats Vegas 4-2. David Perron put on a scoring clinic of his own against Calgary. 2 power play goals complete the hat trick.
He set it up to Perron at the blue line.
Richard, he scores! Hat trick!
On KMOX, St. Louis wins 5-3. This is ABC Sports. The NCAA is in the midst of an ongoing lawsuit involving corruption in college basketball recruiting. Kentucky Wildcats basketball head coach John Calipari weighed in on what this means for amateur athletics.
It is a black eye. It's not good for basketball. I hope the decisions we're making out of this are all based on what's best for the kids, not to change just for change's sake. But I do think it brought the outliers in, that this has brought light to, like, this can't be done.
Recent testimony by a former Adidas executive tied multiple players in an alleged pay-to-play scandal. Rangers head coach David Quinn picked up his first win thanks to a Brady Shea game winner in OT.
Shea to the left circle, shoots, he scores! Brady Shea in overtime wins it for the New York Rangers!
On WEPN, New York outlasts San Jose 3-2. The National League Championship Series kicks off tonight between the Dodgers and the Brewers. Clayton Kershaw takes the bump for L.A. opposite Gio Gonzalez. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football Friday, Marysville and District play at Holton. Live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Axtell. A district playoff game live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off hosting Wetmore. Valley Heights entertains Northern Heights. Washington County is host to Clifton Clyde. Lynn travels to Southern Cloud. Centralia entertains Wabunsee. Diller O'Dell's at Parkview Christian, Southern at Tri-County, Lewiston at Sterling.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says lawmakers making progress on the farm bill. He chairs the Senate Ag Committee and Conference Committee. He said we're making progress, adding, I know I keep saying that, but it's true. Now, none of the 12 titles of the farm bill are yet to be completed, but Roberts says the commodity title is close to being finished. But ranking Senate Ag member Debbie Stabenow says that she and House Ag Leader Mike Conaway are at odds over moving funding around in the commodity title. Conaway, it seems, wants to move a small amount of funding from the Midwest-based crops down to cotton. The so-called Big Four leaders of the conference committee, Senators Roberts and Stabenow, and Representatives Conaway and Colin Peterson, waiting for review by the Congressional Budget Office before forging quickly ahead, according to Senator Roberts. Well, the European Union readying to negotiate with the U.S. to allow them to increase beef exports to the EU countries. The European Commission sought approval from its 28 member states last month to open negotiations with D.C. The approval process expected to be completed next week to allow negotiators to begin. Beef, separate from an arrangement between President Trump and the EU to consider a free trade agreement. The negotiated agreement on beef would settle a dispute that dates back to 1981 when the European Union banned the use of growth hormones in meat across the EU, including imports. The EU says it will look to raise the U.S. share of hormone-free beef imports to Europe, but would need to convince other countries considered to be substantial suppliers to accept less. In 2009, the EU and the U.S. agreed to a quota system for hormone-free beef imports, but U.S. share of the quota slipped from 100% down to 30%. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA's latest crop reports has the most recent numbers for corn and soy. They are down, surprisingly, which caused a boost in futures prices for both corn and soybeans. We've also got numbers for cotton and oranges. Stephanie Ho brings us the information.
USDA's latest crop report has corn and soy production forecasts slightly down from September, with cotton and orange production forecasts up. Corn production is forecast at 14.8 billion bushels, down slightly from last month, but up 1% from last year. Corn yields are expected to average 180.7 bushels per acre. If realized, this would be the highest yield and second highest production on record for the United States. Soy production is forecast at a record 4.69 billion bushels, also down slightly from last month, but up 6% from last year. Yields are expected to average a record 53.1 bushels per acre. All cotton production is forecast at 19.8 million 480-pound bales, while the all-orange forecast for the 2018-2019 season is 5.62 million tons. This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
In other news, the European Union is readying to negotiate with the United States to allow the U.S. to increase beef exports to EU countries. The European Commission sought approval from its 28 member states last month to open negotiations with Washington. The approval process is expected to be completed next week to allow negotiations to begin. Beef is separate from an arrangement between President Trump and the EU to consider a free trade agreement. A negotiated agreement on beef would settle a dispute that dates all the way back to 1981. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com. For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton,
Kansas. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture. The negotiations of the NAFTA agreement were a golden opportunity to make things better for America's cattle farmers and ranchers. An opportunity that they say was missed. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
For many sectors of American agriculture, the NAFTA agreement, negotiated over 20 years ago, was working okay. Oh, sure, maybe it needed a tweak or two, but for the most part, it was fine. Not for America's independent cattle farmers and ranchers, though. Bill Bullard, who is CEO of RCAF USA, the organization that represents those cattle farmers and ranchers, says NAFTA has been nothing short of a disaster.
We've lost 187,000 cattle operations since NAFTA was implemented in 1994. And during the period that NAFTA was in place, our herd size fell to the lowest level in over seven decades. In 2015, the production output of the U.S. cattle industry was the lowest since 1993, the year before NAFTA was implemented. So virtually every measurement reveals that NAFTA has harmed the U.S. cattle industry, and it has allowed the meatpackers to systematically reduce the number of participants in the cattle industry. And this is causing a hollowing out of rural communities all across America.
And Bill says the new version of NAFTA is no better.
The new agreement was a gift to the multinational meatpackers. They argued from the outset that they did not want to renegotiate NAFTA, and if it were to be renegotiated, then do no harm to the provisions that they were benefiting under for the cattle and beef segment. And that's exactly what they got.
Bill says the NAFTA 2.0 does nothing to stop the bleeding of the American cattle farmers and ranchers. He says the agreement allows for unlimited importing of foreign beef, which is then relabeled as USA beef. And over the last 4 years, $4 billion worth of beef has been imported, while $2 billion worth has been exported. And a sidebar to this disappointment for independent cattle producers is the lack of action on their behalf by the man they largely supported for president.
Absolutely. It's a huge contradiction because the president has even issued an executive order to buy American and hire American, and he did that in April of 2017. And yet he continues to allow the meatpackers to deceive consumers regarding what is produced in America and what is not. We have gone to the White House. We have offered a draft executive order, and we said consumers cannot follow your directive to buy American when they cannot distinguish the American product in the marketplace.
Back after this.
The new Chevy Silverado pickups are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company, including three 2018 Silverado 1500 models. They have a 2019 Silverado 2500 model HD and 2500 model HD Duramax diesel, plus a 2019 Chevy Colorado Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY. Light, moderate shower activity overnight continues this morning, will likely continue through the morning hours. Confined to northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, we've received about 5/100 of an inch of rain so far. Not a significant amount, but this will be fairly long-lived as far as morning showers. 44 degrees this hour, highs only around 50 on tap. Going to be a wet A cool night at football games across the region tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs have already made a name for themselves this season with their unique approach to offense and their 5-0 start. Yes, they have a plethora of playmakers, but they also line up in some funky formations, and their use of motion to create mismatches has caused some nightmares for opposing defenses. Well, this week is a big test for Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes, who's been one of the most electrifying quarterbacks in the NFL this season. Next, he's going to go on the field opposite of Tom Brady, who will retire as possibly the best to ever play the position. Mahomes leads the NFL with 14 touchdown passes and has won each of his first six NFL starts dating back to his lone start last season. With a win at New England, Mahomes would become the sixth quarterback since 1970 to win each of his first seven career starts. Mid-America Network Sports.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
At Star Seed, we have various options for your cover crop solution. Whether you prefer Green Shift, Chick Magnet, or Green Field, choose Star Seed for all your cover crop needs. We offer premium quality products and superior Sutton service. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
If you're headed to Manhattan tomorrow for homecoming, K-State announced yesterday that parking in some of the grass lots around Bill Snyder Family Stadium will be reduced for tomorrow's game against Oklahoma State due to wet and muddy conditions. All of the parking lots around Bill Snyder Family Stadium will be open at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 hours prior to kickoff. Officials are urging if you are headed that way to get there plenty early to make sure if your normal parking area isn't available, you can seek an alternate location. A final event to be held for Lawrence Dumont Stadium in Wichita tomorrow before the stadium demolition begins later this fall. A chair sale held at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning until noontime. Sales cash only and limited to one seat per person. Lawrence Dumont has activities planned all day long tomorrow, culminating with fireworks, and officials say the event will go on, rain or shine. K-State and the Cowboys tomorrow at 11, KU with a bye week, and the Chiefs play the Patriots Sunday at 7:20. Mid-America Network Sports.
Football Friday, Marysville and District play at Holton, live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Axtell, a district playoff game live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off hosting Wetmore. Valley Heights entertains Northern Heights. Washington County is host to Clifton Clyde. Lynn travels to Southern Cloud. Centralia entertains Wabunsee. Dillard Odell's at Parkview Christian. Southern at Tri-County. Lewiston at Sterling.
Hi, this is Bill Snyder, head football coach at Kansas State University. Cancer takes a toll on so many of us and our loved ones as well. Many people survive it, but work is needed to save more lives. Kansas State's Johnson Cancer Research Center is advancing cancer prevention, detection, and treatment. And you can help. Please make an online gift at cancer.ksu.edu and get your shirt for K-State Fighting for a Cure Day on October the 13th.
A Twin Valley and District matchup of consequence in our Friday feature game as Frankfort entertains Axtell. Axtell Eagles, coming off their first loss of the season to top-ranked Hanover last Friday, faced the Wildcats of Frankfort, a team that Coach Eric Detweiler has respect for.
Frankfort is a big physical team. They're going to be outside. Frankfort is rolling in on a high. Undefeated. We beat them last year. I'm sure they're looking for a little revenge that way. They do a lot of things right. I think they're going to come out and just try to pop us in the mouth right from the get-go, just like any other team would, and kind of roll with the momentum that they've had all year long and go from there. Expect Frankfort to give us a whale of a game.
Meanwhile, Frankfort remains undefeated on the season. Head coach Nick Anderson is impressed with the Axtell Eagles' play this season.
really impressed on how physical Axel plays and how fast they play. And they always play with a lot of energy and a lot of emotion. And so we tried to preach to our kids that you got to match their physicality and match their energy if we're going to be able to compete.
Axel at Frankfurt, our Friday feature game pregame coverage with coaches' comments at about 6:40 live on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville back on the road to face the Houlton Wildcats. They haven't seen Houlton the last several seasons. Dustin Hoyer, Bulldog head coach, talks about the consequence of the game.
Kind of think that the matchup from a two-seed perspective with that last game is going to be better as well. You know, there's more to it than that, but that's kind of what we've been hanging our hat on, is trying to play that extra game at home in front of our fans. You know, we know Houlton's playing for all the same things that we are, looking through scores and schedules and things like that. They've done some good things against some of the same teams that we've played, and I think we're going to get a really well-played football game on both sides.
Marysville Bulldogs kick off at Houlton 7 o'clock Friday. Cape Rep's pregame show kicks it all off at 6 with our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. 6:45 pregame with coaches' comments from Dustin Hoyer. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Class 4A state tennis tournaments underway Friday and Saturday at Topeka. Marysville High seniors Shelby Downard and Sierra Becker will participate in singles competition. Downard placed second, Becker fifth at regionals. Twin Valley Lake volleyball tournaments at Washington County Saturday. Centralia's top seed, undefeated in 32 starts. Frankfurt's second seed, 24-7. Valley Heights' third seed, 18-13. Axtell, fourth seed, 15-16. Then Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Blue Valley, Wetmore, Washington County, Lynn, Donovan West, Troy, and Onega. Again, the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament at Washington County Saturday, ahead of regional competition coming up Tuesday.
Autumn colors in Europe pale in comparison to those in North America. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 12th, the 285th day of the year. Christopher Columbus first made landfall in the New World on this day in 1492. If you've ever been to Europe in the fall, you may have noticed that autumn colors lack the vibrant reds we have in many parts of North America. Scientists have been puzzled for decades as to why, but a new theory is emerging that may explain it. It's a complicated evolutionary tale. Suffice it to say that trees on our continent evolved to produce red pigment in part as a defense against munching insects. European trees didn't need to because, due to unique geography, many of their insect enemies were killed off during repeated ice ages. So enjoy the vivid foliage this fall, brought to you by inchworms, aphids, box elder bugs, and beetles. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.